Listen now to a selection of news articles from around the world. On this track, Elon Musk's ambitious plan to send a couple of private space tourists on a round trip to the moon, and why George Orwell's classic novel, 1984, is topping bestseller lists again.
Mission to the Moon, USA. Elon Musk says that his rocket company, SpaceX, will send two private citizens around the moon in 2018. If all goes to plan, the unnamed tourists, who have paid a significant deposit, will be venturing further into space than humans have ever been. Musk's deadline seems a little too ambitious, however. No manned mission has orbited the moon since 1972, and the Dragon 2 capsule that SpaceX plans to use is still in the design and testing phase. On the positive side, the lunar tourists are said to know each other, which is reassuring, because being squeezed in a capsule for a week would be difficult under any circumstances.
The People's Fridge, London, UK. London's first community fridge has opened in Brixton to share food with those who need it most, reports The Independent. Financed by a crowdfunding campaign, which raised £2,000, the People's Fridge is a public fridge where local businesses and residents can donate food. New studies show that UK households discard around £17 billion worth of food a year. At the same time, 8.4 million people in the UK live in food insecurity. The fridge is checked at least twice a day, and food no longer fit for consumption is binned, explains The Independent.
War on women? Moscow, Russia. President Vladimir Putin has approved a law that partly decriminalizes domestic violence in Russia. Under the law, domestic violence that results in minor harm, such as bruises or bleeding, will no longer be punishable by a maximum of 2 years in jail, but by a fine, community service, or 15 days in prison. Russia's Interior Ministry estimates that up to 600,000 women face violent domestic abuse each year, and that 14,000 women die each year at the hands of their husbands or partners.
Trump visit, UK and USA. President Donald Trump and British Prime Minister Theresa May have agreed to postpone the US leader's state visit to Britain in June, partly in response to mounting protests over the trip. The Sun newspaper reports that a provisional date has been found in October. Government officials hope that outrage over Trump's travel ban and other polemical topics will have calmed down by then.
Facebook fined, California, USA. Facebook has been ordered to pay $500 million after a court found its virtual reality division illegally used another firm's technology. The jury found that the virtual reality company Oculus, which Facebook bought for $3 billion in 2014, used computer code developed by video game company ZeniMax to build its Rift VR headset. Facebook will appeal the ruling.
Back to 1984, world. Donald Trump's election success is thought to have revived interest in George Orwell's dystopian novel 1984, which shot to number one on Amazon bestseller lists. Published in 1949, the book introduced the concept of newspeak, a language designed to diminish the range of thought. It also imagines a ministry of truth, responsible for distorting facts. The boost in sales has been linked to the administration's false assertions that record crowds attended Mr. Trump's inauguration.
Killer mice, Connecticut, USA. Scientists have been able to turn mice into killing machines by flipping a switch in the brain, the journal Cell reports. Using a technique called optogenetics, which uses laser light to manipulate neurons, researchers from Yale University transformed docile mice into aggressive predators, and back again. With the light off, the mice were calm, but when it was on, they pursued their prey faster, biting it viciously. They even attacked inanimate objects. The scientists' goal is not to create a monster, but to understand how large brain networks work and what parts of the brain trigger certain motor responses. Optogenetics is being experimented with to restore movement to paralyzed muscles.